Good times and greatest hits. Lots of fun today on the drive home on Triple M around WA. We're going to play Bruce Springsteen for you shortly. Here is the bloke who is the king of the world, well, at least his own world, in the kitchen, from Nico's Kitchen. Hello, Rob Nixon.
Oh, mate, I'm the king of everything, aren't I?
That's a lie. We know that Jess actually runs the place. And when she says, listen, when she says, listen, Rob, da-da-da-da-da, you go, yes, okay. Well,
yes.
That's fine.
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, and well, I mean, I haven't even got to your kids yet. I mean, they run you too.
I am but a pawn in my household.
I hate to break it to you, son, but you're just an adjunct.
That's right.
Today is International Sardines Day, but I don't know if we like that. I'm not doing anything with. Do you want to do anything with sardines?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll put a line through that. Now, listen, I said earlier today that if you've got any questions about cooking, anything to do with food or whatever, you can send through a text to us, 0400 97 400. Well, Aaron's jumped straight on. Aaron's in Port Hedland. Hello, son. How are you? Thanks for being with us on the drive home. Basically, he says he does the cooking at home, but he cannot get rice cooked properly. What's the secret, please?
Okay, well, it's funny, you know, rice is one of those things that I think a lot of people, they just sort of bung in some water and chuck some rice in and stuff and just sort of hope for the best. But and then it all turns out like, you know, clay glue.
Glug, yeah.
And they think, what went wrong? So, look, it's really simple. If you just follow these simple steps. And I always do what's called the absorption method.
Hmm.
So this isn't steaming or putting it in the microwave or anything like that. This is the simplest way and I think the best way. So you're going to need 1 cup of rice, and to every 1 cup of rice, you're going to need 1.5 cups of water.
Hmm.
Okay, so if you're using 2 cups of rice, you're going to need 3 cups of water.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, yes, yes.
So it's 1:1.5 ratio. So what you
don't make me do maths.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Yeah, when you hear the bell, go to history.
Hmm.
Now, what you want to do, first step, is rinse the rice in a sieve under some cold running water. Mm-hmm. And that's just get rid of some of the starch and that sort of gluey, horrible mess that sometimes sticks to the rice. And then what you want to do is just combine the rice and then, so drain it off, and then you want to put the rice and the 1.5 cups of water in a saucepan and bring it to a boil. And then you want to leave it to a medium heat. So you put the rice and the water in cold. You don't bring the water to a boil and then put the rice in.
Okay? Oh, well, there's a mistake I've been making for a while then. Okay.
Right. So bring it to a boil over a medium heat and then reduce the heat to low and then cover, put a lid on it and cover and leave it for 12 to 15 minutes and just leave it. Don't touch it.
Mm.
Okay. And then remove it from the heat and just leave it stand with the lid on for another 5 minutes.
Mm.
Then all you have to do is open it up, get a fork, and just fluff the rice, which means just sort of gently go through it, and each grain will be its own little individual, you know, little bit of perfection. Mm. And you will have beautiful, fluffy, perfect rice.
Okay.
Mm.
You know that instant rice that you can get in a cup and you just put it in the microwave for a minute?
I knew you were I knew it.
I'm minimalist because I must be like Aaron, and there's probably a bunch of other blokes as well who just can't get rice right. It comes out like glug. And you know the other thing that I can't get? Spaghetti. What is al dente? And like, how what do you do with spaghetti so it's not glug?
You eat it.
Oh, tonight on Mastermind.
Well, you're stuck on this one because there's no pre-cooked spaghetti in packets in the shops, is there?
No, that's very true. Right. Yeah.
No, look, I think, first of all, when you put pasta in, I think a lot of people make the mistake of putting, like, olive oil and stuff in the water, which is just dumb.
Mm.
Don't do it because what does oil and water do?
Yeah, it separates immediately.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't actually do anything. You're just wasting olive oil.
Mm.
So salted, boiling water. Depending on what pasta you get, if you're using fresh pasta, it doesn't take long and all that sort of stuff. But al dente is you want it a little bit firm in the middle. Now, a lot of people here, I've found, don't like it like that because they think it's raw.
Mm.
But it should have just a little bit of a bite to it, you know, when you bite into the spaghetti or pasta or whatever it may be. So yeah, my tip is just straight salted, always salted boiling water.
All righty. Well, there you go. So we've answered a couple of questions. Now, next week's going to be the last one. Stop cheering. It might be too. You don't know. It might be. But we can either do something Christmassy, or maybe we can answer some other questions, or maybe we can do box A and box B. So if you're up for that, I'll catch up with you again about this time next Thursday, shall we?
Yeah. Maybe we can meet down at the shops and we'll buy a packet of pre-cooked rice.
Okay. And then you can show me the error of my ways.
Yeah, and shove it in the microwave and then
it's a lot easier. Okay, Nico's Kitchen on all of the socials and on the YouTube channel. Thank you, my friend. I'll catch up with you next Thursday. And in case you missed it, and Aaron, for you as well, in case you missed all of the instructions, I'll stick that up onto the catch-up page via the Listener app, of course, LISTNR. Just search for The Drive Home. You're with Triple M.